Well, hello and welcome to today's Lamplighter. There's a tiny little church in Tower Hill, rural Tower Hill, that's starting up a new group. I thought I'd let our listeners know, and I need to tell you, it's the church where I preach at on Sunday mornings. But there's a band starting to come together, and I'm so glad to have Mel Klo with us to talk about the New Hope Baptist Band. That's a country gospel music band that's coming along real well. Mel, how you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
You've got some real good musicians coming together. Tell us about your band.
Well, we have kind of a honky-tonk piano player, but I mean, she is
so good.
She is, and her heart's in the right place. She's a Christian.
Oh, Gail Perry is one of the area's very best. I'm going to tell you right now.
And I play bass. We have a drummer.
Yeah.
And we're from different churches. That's the one thing that makes it a little bit hard on us. But we have the drummers from Herrick. We have another singer that's from Herrick. She's my daughter, and the drummer's my son. And then Gail, she's from Tar Hill. She goes to the Christian church, I think, in Tar Hill. And then the rest of us are from New Hope.
When Gail plays the piano, she'll probably play every key on every song. I mean, she is everywhere.
Yes, she's and she gets into the music.
Oh, everybody has so much fun.
And I think that's the most important thing about our band. One, we there's three reasons why I wanted to start a band, and Gail, and we all kind of did this together. But the first thing is we wanted to reach people that maybe don't know God, and maybe through our songs, you know, we can save somebody's soul.
Well, you got songs that mean a lot. I've heard the music you played first. You guys met, what was it, December the 30th, something for your first one. Filled the church, a lot of people from all around, good music. And if you like country music, gospel music, this is really what they're doing. And they sing from their heart, and they have a lot of fun. And you're having another concert coming up. When?
It'll be January 27th, and it starts at 6:30. And come, and you're going to have some fun.
It's going to be a good time.
Because we enjoy playing it. We're doing it for the Lord. And if we can save a soul, we want to fill the church. I'd like to get more members into New Hope.
Yeah.
So that if the word can get out and people like what we're doing, and I hope that we can expand New Hope, because right now we're a small church, but you
good
can do
people.
Just as much in a small church as you can as far as like Billy Graham, and he fills stadiums, but you know, the small churches are very important too.
Well, I've enjoyed being there a good number of years, and the people there care a lot, they love a lot, and they get along. Now, if you're in Tower Hill and you come south about, I'd say, 4 miles or so to Foster's Corners. A lot of people know where that is.
And then that's
Then you go west for just a quarter mile and look up in there on the turn. You'll see the turn. It's an old-fashioned looking country church. And on Friday night coming up here, that parking lot's going to have a lot of cars, if it was like last Friday in December. And you guys are going to have a concert every month. How's that going to work out?
I hope we just keep expanding and expanding. And we're going to try to do it the fourth Friday of every month, and unless something changes.
Okay.
And we all work too, so that makes it, we try to practice, but we just get up there and enjoy it, and if we make a mistake, so what? I think that makes us, I heard a lot of people say the last time that that made us be homey, and they felt like part of the group themselves because we made mistakes, but we still make good music.
Yeah.
That's the key.
Yeah. And Lola plays the flute, and she
does
a really good
job. We have a flute player, we're trying to get her to sing, and she's kind of dragging her feet.
Oh, I didn't know she could sing.
Oh, she's got a beautiful voice, and Gail's got a beautiful voice, and I've got my two daughters. They both sing.
Oh, they could do a good job, too.
My son, he sings, and I sing. And my grandson, I don't know if he's going to stick with it or not, but I've got another guy coming in, and he's going to play mandolin and guitar with us. So
that'll add a lot.
He's from Pocahontas, and I just I'm in a bluegrass group too, and I was just played in Pocahontas Saturday night at their church, at the Methodist church. Yeah. So I'm trying to spread the gospel around.
Well, a lot of folks love that kind of music, and they'll travel around to hear that. And it's like we said, it's just getting started, but it's real well done. People enjoy it. Tap your toes and enjoy what's going on. Your T-shirt, I forget the exact wording on what your T-shirt said.
That we do it for the Lord.
We do it for the Lord. Not paid. There is an offering, but that money will not go to the musicians. And we do it for the Lord. That's what you guys are saying. And that's what all of us about Christian work need to be involved in, isn't it, Mel?
Yeah. Yeah, there needs to be more people doing it for the Lord.
Mel, I'm so glad you've come to our church these past several years to get to know you more. You've got a passion for the fact that we don't have much time left, it seems like. Tell me about that.
Time in what sense, Dick?
Well, our world is falling apart real fast.
Oh, it is. And I'm like you said, I'm passionate for getting things done and getting things done right. I know you don't want to get into politics a lot, but I think...
Well, give me a chance. I'll go for
we,
it.
We but, need but to watch here. what the government is doing.
Our world is changing.
And it seems like to me they're trying to take God away from us.
Always, for decades, for centuries. From the very beginning, they want to wipe them out.
We can't let that happen. We've got to be Christian soldiers, and we all got to be together, and we've got to stand up for Christ.
And we need to proclaim Christ. We need to work with those that are around us that are willing to listen. We need to be able to explain Christ in a clear way. It doesn't need to be really fancy words or anything, but every Christian has an opportunity and an ability to proclaim Christ. And even people in the Bible, when they were saved, they immediately had a story. And you find people in scriptures when they were saved. I don't know about this person, but all I know is once I was blind, but now I can see. And he was telling about this Jesus that could change people's lives right away. And we need to be that kind of person. And I'm going to encourage you, if you haven't ever witnessed, get a few Bible verses. If all you do is get John 3:16, if that's all you learn, you should learn a lot more than that, but start with just one verse. John 3:16 is a good one. And just be able to share from your heart. And you think, well, I'll make mistakes and I'll stutter and I won't be able to answer their question. That doesn't matter. God, the Holy Spirit, takes over when you say things like, my Lord changed my life, he saved my soul. And that's part of the reason, that's part of the opportunities that are involved here with the New Hope Baptist Band that they're putting together, the second concert coming up. Tell us the time again and everything on that.
It's January the 27th, and it's at 6:30.
All right.
And we'll probably play maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours. But we'll play until we run out of the songs. There was something funny that happened the last time we played. We got done playing, and I told everybody, you know, it's time to go home. Well, I started putting up our stuff, and we turned around, and nobody had left. So then I said, well, you want a couple of more songs. So we did a couple of more songs. But it was really surprising that we turned around and we were done, and yet nobody wanted to leave.
Well, it was a good evening. And the next one, I have to bow out, but it's going to be a good evening. I plan on coming the month after that. So the New Hope Baptist Band at the New Hope Church, rural Tower Hill. You can get there from Pena at the turnoff. You can see the signs and follow. At the county road for Christian and Shelby County. That's just about 2 miles south of Pena on 51. You can turn and go east and follow the signs. Or if you're in Tower Hill or in Herrick, go up or down to Foster's Corners. That'd be about 4 miles south of Tower Hill. Head west, and for about a quarter mile, you'll see the church there around the corner. And Mel, thanks for coming in.
I appreciate that we can get the word out.
Well, let's keep letting folks know about it and see what happens. And you guys have a good concert coming up here on Friday.
I pray we do.
And to our listeners, thanks for joining us on The Lamplighter.